We continue our learning Lulu Nishmas Tavi Ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov Ben Chosaleo. We're in the Darim Perek Tes Mishnah Yud. Konam She'eni Nosei is Polonis Ke'ura. A person takes a neder. I'm not marrying this particular woman, Polonis Ke'ura, who is ugly. Now, he doesn't say, I'm not marrying her because she is ugly. She's usher to me. I'm not going to marry her because she's Ke'ura, but rather he identifies her as Ke'ura. So some explain that this is why this is a halacha, is different, and is a chiddush, as opposed to Mishnayos in the past. Let's say the person had said, I'm not marrying this woman because her father is ra, her father is evil, her father is wicked. So there he gives the reason. Here, the mention of her being ugly is not describing the motivation for the neder, but it identifies the object of his neder, this particular woman. Vaharehina. In the end, the Mishnah says, she's attractive, she's nice looking. And others explain why this is different than the previous Mishnayos. Let's say you would have said in the previous Mishnah, I'm not marrying this woman, her father is evil. I'm not marrying the daughter of so-and-so, the evil person. So here, he didn't say, give you the motivation. The reason why I'm taking the neder is because. He didn't say, because her father is ra. But rather, he says, I'm not marrying the daughter of this ra, of this evil man. So a summary showed him say, had he even said that, the halacha would still be only in place if he is ra, and if he's not ra, so then the neder wouldn't be chal. Even though he didn't say the reason, and didn't say the motivation, he just described the object of his neder as the daughter of someone who's evil. So why is that any different than our Mishnah? Here he says plonis ke'ura, and he doesn't say because she is ugly. But the difference is the following: our Mishnah would be treated differently because ugliness, and we'll see other things in the Mishnah as well in terms of her complexion and how tall or short she is not usually not something temporary. It's and therefore to say that, oh, as long as she is ugly, I'm not, she's usher to me. So to say that that's conditional is very difficult. But as long as her father is evil, he could do tshuva. So even if he identifies, I'm not marrying this woman because, and he doesn't say because her father is evil, but rather the daughter of this evil person. So we can even consider that conditional, even though he didn't say the reason for the motivation for my neder is the fact that she's the daughter of someone who's ra, who's a rasha. But as opposed to our Mishnah here, we have to assume that it's not going to be conditioned at all, not so much because he didn't say because she's ugly, but rather because ugliness is usually something that is not going to change. So once again, Mishnah says, Kodam Shani Yinosei is Plotis Ke'ura, Vareina, but she's not Ke'ura, she's not, she's attractive. Or Shchora, Vare Levana, she's dark. And identifying the person he doesn't want to marry as Shchora, and the end, she's Levana, she's fair skinned. Kitsara, Vare Aruka, she's the short, and the end, she ends up being tall. Mutterba, he's allowed to marry her. Even though the neder is not dependent on her ugliness, as we explained before, meaning because he didn't give the reason, I don't want to marry her because of this, so maybe it shouldn't matter. So the answer is no. Here also muterba, but for a different reason. Not because the neder was conditional on that, but rather because he identified the object of his neder wrong. He said ke'ura, but she ends up being na. So it's the neder is not going to be chal. Saying the Mishnah explains this. Lo mipnei shehi ke'ura v'nasis na shchora v'nasis levana kitzara v'nasis aruka elosha haneder tos. So the Mishnah is making the following point. If at the time of the neder she was ugly, she was dark, she was short, and then somehow that changed, so then the halacha, the neder would take effect. The reason why in this case it's muterba is because it was discovered that the time he took the neder, she had been na'ah, she had been levana, she had been aruka, and therefore it's based on false premises completely. So that's why the neder is muterba, is you don't need any official hataras nedarim. The neder was never chal. Ela shaha neder tos, because the neder was an error. And the Mishnah tells you a story. Umaisa be'echot shenadar mibas achoso hanaya. You had a case where a person took a neder not to benefit from his sister's daughter. Ve'echnisuha leveis Rabbi Yishmael v'yipua. And they brought her into Rabbi Yishmael's house, and he made her attractive. And the Gemara assumed that there is a chisuri machasra here. And the Gemara and the Mishnah should add the following. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the Tanakhama. Afilu ku'ura v'nasis na, shechor v'nasis levana, kitzra v'nasis aruka, mutar ba. Even if there was this change, at the time of the neder, she was short. And the end, now she had a growth spurt as she got taller. She was of dark complexion, and now she's a fair complexion. At the time of the neder, she was of dark complexion, and now it changed. So, and that's something that he finds more attractive. So the Rabbi Shmuel's of the opinion that we are poseach benolad, as we know from the past. That was a machlokas. He believes that we are. And because of that, we understand the maisa that happened. You had a person who took a neder from his bas achos, his niece, which we say is a halacha, a special halacha to marry in the past. And Rabbi Shmuel made her beautiful. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel said to this person, to the man, Bini Lazona Darta, was this the Bas Achoso? This is the type of woman who you took a neder about? Amar lo, lav, not at all. Vitiro, Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael allowed, permitted him, based on that fact, that Poschin Benolad. At that moment, Rabbi Shmuel cried and said, "Benos Israel, no, saying Jewish girls, daughters of Israel, are beautiful. El shahanias menaval ton, but because of poverty, there that makes them ugly. And if they only had the money in order to invest for proper makeup and clothing, etc., so everything would change. They'd all be beautiful. Ukshemes, Rabbi Shmuel, are you Benos Israel? No, so kina v'omros. When Rabbi Shmuel passed away, the daughters of Israel had a kino. Would they weep over him? And they would say, Benos Yisrael." Israel, Rabbi Shmuel Bechana, daughters of Israel should weep over Rabbi Shmuel. Avechein hu Omer b'Shol. It also says about Shol. The pasuk in Shmuel Beis Perek Aleph pasuk Chav Dalid Benos Israel El Shol Bechana. And the end of the pasuk is Hamabishchem Shoni Imadonim Hamale Adi Zahav Alavushchen. Similar said about Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara Da Samach Vav relates how when Rabbi Shmuel passed away, there was someone who was maspid said that the daughters of Israel should cry over Rabbi Shmuel, who's the one who clothed you so beautifully, delicately in scarlet, and put ornaments of gold upon your clothing. So that was something that it says about Shol, but they applied it to Rabbi Shmuel as well. We begin the 10th parak. Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph says the Mishnah the following. It's dealing with Hafaras Nedarim. Nara Hama'orasa Aviha Uva'ala Meferi Nedareha. So Nara Ma'orasa, you have a girl, now she's a Nara, but she's between 12 and 12 and a half, so she's not a Bulgaris yet, and she has Kiddushin. She hasn't, though, entered the Chuppah yet. So on the one hand, she's still in our father's house. On the other hand, she's halachically married. So the halacha is regarding Hafaras Nedarim, which is discussed at the beginning of Parshas Matos. Remember, Hataras Nedarim has no explicit pasuk. The Gemara in Chagiga assumes Heter, the Mishnah says, Heter Nedarim Porchin Ba'avir. The concept of Taras Nedarim, they fly in the air. They don't have really any text of which we can rely on to derive those halachos. But Hafaras Nedarim, the fact that a father could be made from the Nedarim of a daughter, a husband of a wife, that's explicit in the Torah at the beginning of Parshas Matos. So here have an Arama Rasa. So when, before she had Eris and before she had Kiddushin, of course, her father could be made from the Nedarim. After she dances, enters the Chuppah, now her husband can be made for her Nedarim independently. But during Erusin, so both of them, that father and the Oris, can have first Nedarim. As the Pasuk says in Matos, Vim Hayosi Yelaish of the Heferis Nidra, and we learn from this Pasuk, Pasuk is speaking about an Arama Orasa. Through the Kiddushin, she enters the Rishus of the Baal for Hafaras Nedarim, but because she's still in her father's house, that Zuchus of the father, that privilege of Hafaras Nedarim, hasn't been released either. And therefore, Bishutvus, jointly, they're able to do Hafaras Nedarim. And the Mishnah explains, how does this work if it's both? Hey, fer ha'avalo, hey, fer ha'baal, hey, fer ha'avalo, hey, fer ha'av, hey, no mufar. So the Mishnah says, if the father did hafara, canceled, annulled her vow, but the husband not, or the husband did and annulled the vow and the father did not, ain't a mufar. the vow is not annulled. One of them being silent nullifies the hafar of the other, and therefore the neder is still chal, is still active. The ein tzarech lomar shekiyem echad mehem. It goes without saying that if one of them was mekayim the neder, meaning he agreed to the neder, he's mekayim b'yom shamo, the other one could no longer be made for the neder. The neder still takes effect. Now the Gemara says, since the halacha is that the one who is mekayim and neder on the day, biyom shamo, the day that he hears it within this, latest 24 hours, different opinions, that person can do what? Can go to a chacham and do hatara and be chozer on that hafara, so, and then go back, rather, and do hafaras nedarim. So here's an interesting halacha. Let's say, the case of the father. So a father is mefer the neder, is mekayim the neder. So okay, the neder will take effect. Yes, I'm mekayim the neder. And then he goes to a chamza. You know, I changed my mind. I'd rather annul the neder. I don't want to mekayim that neder. So he goes to a chacham and he's do hataras nedarim on his being mekayim his daughter's neder. And now, if it's within 24 hours of when she took the neder, or within yom shomo, whatever yom shomo means, so we ask the right now to be made for the neder. So what the Mishnah is coming to teach us at the end, Vein Tzorach Lomar Shekim Echad Mehen, says the Gemara, it's coming to teach us like this, that even though that this person, who let's say the father, was Mekayim the Neder, and then what did he do? He went back to do Hataras Nedarim on his being making the neder. So now he says, okay, I went to the Chacham and said, I changed my mind. I don't want to establish the neder that it should take effect. And now he's made for the neder. So his hafara now does not join with the hafara of the other one, meaning of the now. If he were alone, he could do his mekayim neder and then change his mind into hafaras nedarim as long as it's within the 24 hours. But if he was mekayim the neder first, and let's say the father, and let's say now it's time, it's the kiddushin time. So there's this joint operation here. So the husband had been made for the neder. So we said husband being made for the neder all the way back doesn't matter because the father was mekayim the neder. But now the father is made for the neder too. So maybe they should join together. The chiddush is no. They have to be made for the neder b'vas achas. The fact that the husband was made for the neder a few hours ago, and when the father was mekayim the neder, and now the father changed his mind, is made for the neder too, that's not considered a double hafara, a joint hafara, and therefore the neder is still going to be active.